You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
717 WLIP Morning Show. Pete here with you. It's Tuesday morning, and that means Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, is in the studio. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. A little soggy, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
Our electricity went out last night. Well, we were watching the game.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a West Coast game. The Brewers game is a West Coast game. And all of a sudden, bloop, it's like, what? And it wasn't even that bad a storm. So,
yeah.
You know, who knows?
Oh, geez. I might have lost power. No idea. I was out. Of course, I woke up and all the lights were still on, so I don't think so. Right. It's supposed to affect your sleep. Not me.
Well, the electricity, at least it didn't stay off too terribly long.
Well,
it was one of those,
good.
You know,
yeah.
Went to bed and just about to sleep, and all of a sudden, poof, everything comes back on. It's like, all right, now I got to get up and turn all the lights off.
Exactly right. Well, Dr. Russ, of course, we're going to talk about pets today, and we're going to talk about pets' mental health, which is an interesting topic.
So not their mental health, but their impact on
our mental health. Okay,
so it sort of ties in. So September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and that's really about, you know, reducing stigmas and just kind of helping out to support each other. So we're talking about today how pets support us emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot of things that have been in the news over the last, 10 years or so about emotional support animals.
Were you going to talk therapuppies? Is that what?
Right. And so it's one of those things like, you know, that's been a hot topic item. And I know Lenny rants.
Lenny loves therapuppies. Shout out to Lenny.
Lenny rants about it. Shout out to Lenny. I know he rants about emotional support animals, but there are animals that are legitimately support animals. We see them in our clinic, and we get the list of things that they do. I mean, I've had seizure alert dogs, truly people who have panic attacks, and the dog or cat is their support and gets them to calm down. So we're talking about that today. So, you know, this goes back thousands of years. I mean, basically, you know, several thousands of years ago, we domesticated the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've had an emotional bond with animals. We've probably had it before we domesticated the dog, but it's clearly, you know, over history, you can see multiple occurrences where animals have been in our history. If you go to any museum, and you're going to find photos or portraits that have been painted of people with animals.
Right, so they're definitely.
Very integrated into our society and into our psyche. And really, this is something that science has even proven now, that they do help us reduce our stress, anxiety, and loneliness, and overall just improve our health, not just our mental health, but our overall health. And then, you know, so the question would be, how's that, you know, why and how? One of it's unconditional love. I mean, you know, if you've ever come home and had a really lousy day and you walk in the door and, you know, maybe your wife or husband will say, hello, how was your day? And you're like, the dog's coming over, wagging their tail, like dropping the tennis ball at your foot, or the cat may come over and, you know, headbutts as you walk in the door. And these are things that happen to me every time I come home. And if my wife's home first, the animals are out then. And so it's just one of those things. They don't care how bad your day was, right? They're just there to say, hey,
right.
I'm happy you're here.
Can they pick up on the vibes if you had a bad day? Because I swear that's happened before with dogs.
So
I think I'm hiding it just fine, but the dog goes,
No.
They
know. I had a client that had a therapy dog that came in, and I'd had three or four euthanasias I had done in the day. So the day was kind of a down day.
Right.
And I walked in the exam room to see Jax. And Jax, basically, he walked over and looked at me for half a second. And then he like leaned into me and sat down. And his owner looks at me and goes, have you had a bad day today? I'm like, why? He's indicating you've probably had a bad day today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's been a little challenging, but it's fine. But it's just one of those things, you know, I was okay. But it's just you don't realize you're giving off those vibes, right? And they see right through you. It's not that they also provide us a routine purpose. there's no better reason to get up because the cat's bouncing across your head as you're trying to sleep in. The dog's coming over and, you know, sticking their wet cold nose underneath the covers, you know, in the middle of your back, going, hey, get up, it's time. I need to go out, or it's time to eat. You can't ignore them. And of course, you don't want to. And there's that purpose to get up every morning, get them fed, get them taken care of. I mean, it really gives us a purpose to do that. And physical touch, petting your cat or your dog, rubbing their head, that it releases oxytocin and lowers our cortisol. So it helps decrease our stress hormones. And that has a positive impact on us emotionally as well as physically. I think the studies are that people that own pets live 10 years longer than those that don't. So if you want to outlive your neighbors, go get a cat or a dog. You know, so it's really, and we don't think about their emotional impact, but I've had several clients that have been in the armed services, and I have one specifically that I know. He would come in, and he had fairly substantial PTSD. But his dog, every time he came in, he said, "We got to do whatever we can do for her because she is my reason to be here. If she wasn't here, I wouldn't be here." And it was really, it was the reason he got up every morning. He's like, she's relentless. She won't let me sleep in.
Yeah.
But if she would let me sleep in, I might not get up. And so it's just amazing how, and he's like, you know, I rescued her, but really she has rescued me. So it's one of those things that you just don't think about that being that positive of an impact, but it is. And we're joking about the emotional support animals because, you know, Lenny rants, but they're real.
Right.
Help people get through their anxiety. They can help settle them down. They can give them a reason to get up in the morning. It's really kind of a powerful thing. And there are other dogs that do other therapy things. CNI dogs. I've got seizure patients that are seizure alert dogs. Diabetic patients can sometimes, people can have dogs that alert them to low glucoses. So they'll know ahead of time before they even feel weird. Like the dog's like, hey, you know, he starts bumping them. They're like, oh, I should go check my blood sugar. And they go, it is low. So right, I should do something. So petting your dog for 15 minutes can lower your heart rate and reduce your anxiety. I mean, who doesn't need to reduce their anxiety?
Right.
You could also turn the news off.
That helps too.
Yeah, that helps too. Dog owners tend to walk more, increasing their physical activity, which is good because it's good for your joints, your muscles, your cardiovascular system. So you want to get healthier mentally and physically, get a dog. Children with autism and elderly people with dementia often respond to positive therapy animals. So they'll react differently. I know that there are riding groups that will take kids with special needs and put them on horses and teach them to ride. And there's an amazing connection that they can have with the horse. And it changes and you talk to parents, they're like, it's earth changing because you can see your child actually responding in a manner that's positive. Cautions and consideration. Not everybody is in a position to own a pet. So, you know, you've got to have the space. You do have to have some time to, cats don't take as much time, but you still have to feed them, water them. There's an expense, right? So it's one of those things you do have to have the capacity financially to take care of them because food and water, well, water's not that expensive, but food's not cheap. Cat litter's not cheap.
Right.
And you know, they need to be taken care of too medically. So they've got things that need to be done. So alternatives, volunteering at the animal shelters, going in and spending some time in there helping them out. You know, if you walk dogs or go in and just, you know, clean some cages and move cats around. And that's something you can do to still get that contact. If your neighbor's got a dog, ask them if you can play with the dog. I mean, you know, I know a lot of us that own dogs were like, yeah, if you want to go throw the ball for the dog, that's fine. It gives me 10 minutes. I don't have to do that. And then the other thing that's sometimes challenging, and I've had lots of clients who've done this too, their lifespan is not as long as ours is. So you do also have to think about if you're emotionally capable to handle the end of things.
Right.
And that's always a mystery as to when that's going to be. I mean, they don't come with a barcode tattooed on them somewhere that says, you know, October 5th of 2028 is the day, right? So it's not one of those things where you can sit down and look and like, okay, so I've got, you know, a couple years here. There's no crystal ball. There's no timeline. And you just never know. I mean, we've seen it everywhere from literally puppy kitten getting sick and expiring to, you know, dogs living to be 16, cats living to be 22.
Right,
We've seen the whole gamut, but it's one of those things. I don't care how long or short it is. It can be devastating. So our pets don't speak a spoken language, but they do understand ways that we can express. So physical touch, and they look at us. I mean, like, I was getting ready this morning to come in, and my little Cavalier, she's 13 and a half, and God bless her. She's deaf.
Yeah.
She can't hear a thing, but she curled up on the steps in our bathroom on the tub that I was sitting down, put my shoes on, and she curled up, and she just stood there and stared at me like, wags her tail a little bit, like, can I get my cookie? I mean, and you can't help but just feel better. And so it's one of those things that, you know, that is the thing that connection can help us. And I don't think we think about that frequently, that, you know, they do provide us with an emotional support and a grounding. They'll look at you like, you know, when you're off your rocker, they're like, dude, really? Can we just go play some, you know, fetch? Or can we sit down on the couch and just be here for a moment? And it really helps, I think, most of us that have them in our lives understand that it's not, you know, there's a whole rat race that we're in. They could care less about.
Right, right.
And so it's that grounding to sit down, take a moment, breathe, relax, give them a rub behind the ear and watch them kind of lean into it. And it's just, you can feel like the whole rest of the world just melts away in that moment.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, in the studio this morning. Dr. Russ, people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital. How can they do so?
Then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and clearly still TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Thank goodness for that. Dr. Russ, thank you as always. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Pete. Thanks.
WLIP Morning Show.
Oh, so bad.